You guys like Fast and Furious?
Yes.
Oh, the yeah. movie franchise?
Yep.
I never took to it.
Oh.
Vin Diesel made a big announcement. If you're a fan of Fast and Furious, Paul Walker's character will return in the final Fast and Furious movie.
Yeah. Tough to do if it's dead since 2013.
At Fuel Fest, Vin Diesel revealed the final Fast and Furious film will bring Dom back to L.A., revive street racing, and reunite him with Brian O'Connor. Paul Walker, who portrayed Brian, died in a car crash on November 30th, 2013 at age 40.
Yeah, that was bizarre. It was a fan came by with this really sick Porsche. Took him for a ride. The guy wiped out within seconds, and the whole car exploded, killed them both.
So Paul wasn't driving?
No, he was a passenger. He would say at some appearance, and the guy came over, and he's like, hey, check my car out. Got in, and the guy, you know, went to showboat and screwed up and slammed the car, and the car exploded and killed them both.
I just remember seeing the wreckage.
Yeah.
It was brutal.
Wasn't much left of it. Yeah, it was all charred stuff, twisted metal.
Charred stuff.
Charred stuff, man. I should write.
Here's the... No, you shouldn't. Here's Vin.
The third thing was reuniting Dom and Brian O'Connor. That is what you're going to get in the finale.
It's going to be weird.
Yeah.
I think it's gross.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they've been using him little bits and pieces, CGI, like the last two or three movies of the franchise.
Were they friends or rivals in the movie?
Friends.
Kind of both.
Yeah.
they weave in and out?
They started off with...
Was one a cop?
Yes, Brian was a cop.
Okay.
Investigating
like undercover.
Him.
Yeah.
Undercover, right.
Okay.
And ends up at the end becoming, you know, like, kind of like, you know, kicking side being a cop and becoming like, you know, with these guys.
One of them. Yeah.
Yeah, he flips the other way.
Yes.
Got it.
Yeah.
He's still a cop in the second movie, but we don't see any... So, that like, it takes movies to get to that point. So, they it was kind of both for a while.
Yeah, by the third, he's you know, full in with these guys. Then they brought in a bunch of different people. They brought in The Rock, and even The Rock kind of flipped towards the end also. You know, or The Rock...
Oh, everybody joins the crew.
Everybody
flips. Do a car in space, and...
That was so bad. Furious 8 or Furious 10. Yeah. It was a Pontiac Fiero with a rocket strapped on top of it. And two guys who've never flown before all of a sudden are flying. What was it?
Why were they in space? Was it like Armageddon?
I don't know. I don't remember. The villain had something space thing. I forget. I didn't watch that one. I'm like, okay, I'm out on this
one. I stopped at 5.
I stopped at 6.
Yeah.
Yeah, to be honest with you. Right.
There's one scene, Chaz, you have to look it up later. I don't even know which one it is. They literally have the car driving over like a rope bridge in the jungle.
Yes.
And they start to fall off the cliff. So the rope saves the car and the people in the car.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they have the car like driving on nothing. It's just the air. Yeah. And they're just swinging from like a vine in the jungle. How are we buying tickets for this still?
It really is ridiculous. It got ridiculous. I mean, the last one, they had Jason Momoa as the villain in it, and there's this one part where, you know, like his kid is in another vehicle, and the kid gets flung out of the vehicle. He jumps out, and he manages to catch the kid, like driving the car off a bridge, and gets the kid into the car and stuff. Like, it's really, really stupid. It really is. So
I never watched the first one. I just didn't think I'd like it.
I think this is why
I like a story that I'm interested in.
The first one has a story.
Yeah.
Like that is a real movie.
Yeah.
And it's real cars. It's real people. It's a real story.
Right.
That one's decent. Yeah. And then it got weird.
The first one's great because you get that classic drag race between the Supra and the Dodge Charger. It's a great, great ending.
The second one becomes a little bit of like, we're going to inject more comedy into this movie.
Yeah.
And then they just didn't know which direction to go, so they picked all of them.
At least this one now, they're bringing it back to L.A. Maybe it's more realistic. It's more street racing involved.
They're just draining this idea for every penny they can get out of it. It's sad.
It went way too long. It really did. And Vin's going to have to trim down.
But if you look, like you couldn't walk into a meeting room in Hollywood and say, well, we've got to stop making these.
Yeah.
Why? They're making too much money.
They're making too much money.
You'd be laughed out of the room, and you'd be handed your box of stuff and walked out the door. You don't understand why we're here, pal. We're not making art, okay?
Yeah.
We're making money.
And to be fair, every movie they kind of like add to the cast. Jason Momoa was an example. AJ gave, like, joined in. They keep coming back. Like, everybody on the cast wants in. So they do seem to really like making these movies.
Yeah, they had the guy with the guy who plays... Reacher was in the last one also.
Oh, wow.
He played a villain along with Jason Momoa, who they thought was a friend of and ends up becoming, you know, part of Jason Momoa's crew.
Really care.
Yeah. It's a franchise making tons of money.
Yeah.
Tons of money.
No, but I think it's gross they're bringing this guy back, though.
That's gross. Like, and I'm sure the estate signed off on it.
Yeah, the brother gave the blessing. His brother gave the blessing.
Yeah.
It was cool, the movie they made as he died, because the brother stepped in
to finish it.
Yeah, so like he had already kind of read the line, so they had his voice, and they just CGI'd his face onto his brother, which was kind of cool. You could have just left it there.
They look a lot alike.
Yeah.
But it was creepy. I remember that's the only part of Fast and Furious that I saw that wasn't in a trailer.
Knowing he wasn't really there. Yeah.
It was creepy.
Yeah.
I felt icky watching it.
I can't imagine this is going to be more tastefully done.
Yeah.
Right. I really can't.
I remember the first time I saw Vin Diesel, I thought he was going to be a great actor.
Yeah.
He was in that, what was it, Pitch Dark? Pitch Black?
I think it's Pitch Black.
Yeah. That's why I thought he was going to be a great actor, because I didn't see him act. It was like all black the whole movie. You just heard his voice.
Yeah.
I'm like, he's got a great voice.
Yeah.
He's going to be big, you know?
Yeah.
He's going to be a big actor.
He looks like Mini-Me, like jacked up.
And what's weird, he became a big actor.
Yeah.
Made a tremendous amount of money. What has to make a lot of people crazy is, you know, imagine being a talented, gifted actor and then seeing Vin Diesel and how stupid, stinking, filthy rich this guy's become off of one slug of an idea.
Yeah, one franchise.
The Rock, The Rock might upset more actors.
Yeah.
It's like this guy just came in. He's the same guy in every movie.
Yeah.
Same thing. Him and Vin, like, they're really the same guy in every movie.
Yeah.
No, but I thought Liam Neeson, when I saw him in Schindler's List, I'm like, this guy's going to be brilliant. And then he just became a character, and he's the Taken character now.
Yeah.
That's all he really, all the movies he does now, he's just that guy.
And now he's a Naked Gun.
That, I think,
Police could, Squad.
I think that's going to be great for
really
him.
The trailer's really good.
It looks really good.
I can't wait to go see that one.
I see it too, yeah. Yep.
George, Long Island.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
Yeah, with the original movie, I don't know if you guys know this, but if you've seen Point Break, the original Point Break,
yes,
the original Fast and Furious is basically the same thing as Point Break,
they're car people who rob for fun.
No, Keanu Reeves was the undercover cop.
Investigating the crew, but winds up joining the crew.
Oh, right. Interesting.
You're right. It's a regular formula, really, to be honest with you.
Interesting.
Yeah, it is. It's the same thing. You're right. Same formula.
Yeah. Yeah, so the first movie I liked, but...
it was the most realistic.
I'm going to watch that one. I'll have to watch it when Jennifer's not around.
Although
she'll never sit through that.
Tokyo Drift, the third one, was actually pretty good, too. I like that one, too. That was actually a good one.
Let's not go crazy here.
I don't think I ever watched it. I think I skipped a few in the middle.
It's
I went 1, 2, and then 5, and I was good. That's all I saw.
Vin Diesel shows up at the end of the movie.
1, 2, 3, that's it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You saw all three, Em?
Just the first three. After that, I was like, okay, it's the same thing.
It's the same thing.
I like Paul Walker. After he passed, I watched that one after, because I thought he was a good actor. To me, I thought he brings a little more depth.
He brought
acting
to the movie.
Yeah. Yes, he has emotions versus, I'm Vin Diesel, look at my pics.
I'm going to one-line my way through this thing.
And how tough I look opening this car door.
Oh, no, his best line is, this is Brazil!
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
When he wants to act tough, he puts all this tension in his bottom lip
and his neck.
Can't stand it. Yes, and
his neck.
His veins come to life and
like
it grows away.
Turtle.
And I'm out.
He's like,
yeah. Like a snapping turtle. Yep.
Hey, thank you, George. Good take.
Thank you, man.
Bob and Antonia.
Yeah, Vin Diesel's first, like, no movie that I know before was he was in Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah.
Right.
He was. Yep, he was.
Right. He was great in that.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's actually not a bad actor.
But he's really not bad. Supporting.
I understand. Like, hey, just sign for the money because you don't know when this is going to end.
Right.
But man, too bad.
He's great in Knockaround Guys. Also, that's another good movie.
What the hell is that?
That's the one there. He's works with the mob and what's his name? Christopher Walken is like one of the mob heads and everything. And they have to. I guess there was a shipment that was supposed to. They messed it up, and now the mob's after them. And it's actually a pretty good movie.
Huh.
You should check it out.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll get right on it.
Yep.
After Fast and Furious.
It's not Fast and Furious.
I have a whole list of Vin Diesel movies I have to watch now. This day
well, have you seen Daddy
taking
Daycare?
A horrible turn. Daddy Daycare?
Yeah, with Vincent Vin
No,
Diesel.
Was it? What was the one where he was a Marine or something like that?
Yeah.
In charge of the kids. That was Daddy Daycare.
Was that Daddy Daycare?
Was it Daddy?
I think. Was that the name
I gotta look
it
up.
I don't know.
Bill?
I have
Bill,
no idea.
You're a dad
Hang
now.
On. I don't know.
Vin Diesel movie where he's
taking a dark turn.
Wait, Vin Diesel movie where
I'm
he's
walking away with a list of Vin Diesel movies I have to watch.
No.
Just, what did I do to you people?
Just watch that Fast and Furious. I think you'll enjoy the first one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Brian and Bristol.
Hi, guys. How you doing? Yeah, I'm listening to basically what the first one did. It really put a spotlight on street racing and. Then they just kind of evolved from that, but basically what it turned into was like a family-oriented movie with Paul Walker joining them, and, you know, it became a really, really dramatic movie series, and basically what they're just doing is that his brothers are going to play him at the end of it just to kind of wrap it up, and Vin Diesel just wants to wrap it up so he can do some more for like the other franchises that he did. Like
yeah, they want to put him into it. Yeah, they're gonna, this is the finale. This movie's the finale.
Well, I mean, you know, from what I'm hearing, you know, I mean, you guys should really like follow the story of it because it does become a family oriented movie.
Yeah, Brian marries his sister. They have a kid. Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, it's like. You know, they all become like a family together throughout the story and how they're coming together to really, you know, to do these missions. And
they brought
you
in
know,
some like big actors. Like what was that actress? Like, she's British and she was like 9 or 10. I forget which one she was in, but she's like an accomplished like British actress. And she is in the movie. And Vin Diesel has a part with her.
It's like one of those Broadway or whatever actors. You'd be like, what is she doing?
Exactly.
Here?
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, by the way, that movie was called The Pacifier.
The Pacifier. Thank you.
Judi Dench.
But, I mean, yes. What I really liked is like when they brought Charlize Theron into it and she became like the ultimate, like the penultimate villain for them. I mean, she just like, she was so great as a villain.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
I mean, it's amazing the other actors.
You're doing
they put
an
in.
Awkward but effective sell on this franchise.
it's awkward but effective. Yeah. I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
If you really like follow the story, they did a great job with it.
It sounds like you're convincing.
One of us.
Well, how do you think
the first movie was one of the first DVDs I ever bought, and
it's
then
a good
I just
one.
Really got into the
it was a good,
series,
yeah.
And then they just, you know, like they transitioned it from just street racing into more of a family-oriented, series.
Almost and they're like an Ocean's 11 type crew.
Yes.
Right, like, yeah.
It's cool with a crime.
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, they became a family off-screen as well as on-screen. When he died, you know, his
Brian
brother stepped
care.
In.
Mm.
And to you know they CG'd him. Yeah, I heard what you said about that. You know they were in talks with his brothers recently since they're ending it if they wanted to bring him back.
And Ludacris is the best actor in the entire franchise.
Ludacris is good though.
Hmm.
He is.
I'm not being serious, obviously.
What?
I was.
Time for Dumbass News.
Thank you, Jay.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
She's driving through a tornado.
Dumbass.
Yes. The kids know it right there. That's right.
Emily Sierra in studio.
Good morning.
Morning.
99.1 PR driving through a tornado in Largo, Florida. Who sent this to us? Do you have it? It's Joe
Pontino?
Joe Pontino.
Pontino.
Yes, he was.
Thank you, Joe. Here's some audio.
John, I'm in a tornado. I'm in a tornado. Oh my gosh, John, I'm in a tornado right now. I'm in a tornado. I'm driving out of it. I'm going. Oh my gosh, John, I'm in a tornado. There's a tornado going around. Oh my gosh.
Pull over?
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh,
what's the song?
I'm in a tornado.
I'm waiting for the song,
right? I'm in a tornado. I'm in a tornado. Oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh.
How many times do you think she says tornado in that clip?
I was trying to count. I actually I started too late, but I think it's at least 7 already.
I want to say 10.
Want me to start over?
Hold on. You want to get our guesses in?
Yeah. Mm. What do you think?
All right. Well, I'll tell you the whole clip is 31 seconds long.
Okay.
Okay. 11.
Okay. I'm going to say 10.
I'm going to say 13.
15. Wow. Look at
13.
You.
13.
13? Ruth?
I say 12.
12. Okay, let's hear it.
John, I'm in a tornado. I'm in a tornado. Oh my gosh, John, I'm in a tornado right now. I'm in a tornado. I'm driving out of it. I'm going. Oh my gosh, John, I'm in a tornado. There's a tornado going around. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, I'm in a tornado. I'm in a tornado. I'm in this tornado. Oh my gosh! Dear Jesus, help me. Dear Jesus, help me.
Two more. Come on.
Bless Jesus.
Nine. Damn it!
Nine.
Damn it!
It's like enough with the Jesus.
Nine. It flashed nine.
Boo.
Boo.
Right now.
Yeah, shut up.
I'm in a tornado. I'm driving out of it.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for the song now, you know.
Yeah.
I'm in a tornado. I'm in a tornado. I'm in a tornado, John.
Oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
It's almost like
Cucaracha.
I'm in a tornado, I'm in a tornado.
Oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh,
oh my gosh, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, oh my gosh.
The woman who tried to call her husband while she was stuck in a tornado Wednesday night spoke to ABC Action News with her husband. Is this the audio?
Tonight, we showed you this harrowing video of a local woman driving through that tornado while talking to her husband, John, on the phone. And new tonight, I sat down with her, Kirsten Stephanie, who thought she was FaceTiming her husband, John, but actually she was recording that tornado instead. And I spoke to John, who was going through another part.
Why don't you just play the part where you actually talk to them?
Right. We'll figure it out from there.
Wow.
Yeah.
You didn't realize you recorded the whole thing. No. I thought I was FaceTiming my husband, and it was on record.
And there wasn't a whole lot of time to react, was it? You were sort of in it in seconds.
Yes. Oh, yeah. It was seconds. It looked, bad, and then I'm like, but now stuff is swirling, and that looks like roofs and every fencing, and like I said, pools were flying around, baby pools, and that's how quick it happened. You didn't have really time to react. I was just at the wrong place at the wrong time, I guess you could say.
And did you think you weren't going to get out of there? Like, were you truly scared for your life?
To be honest, yeah, but that was okay. I was okay with that. Yeah.
So you, because you were incredibly calm in the sense that you weren't panicked, but you were obviously concerned for sure.
I was very
How
concerned.
Did you stay that calm in that respect?
Well, I lost a son about 2.5 years ago.
That's sad.
Sad.
I was just about to say something funny, too.
Damn it.
Taking it back.
Damn it.
Yeah.
I hate when they do that.
Son of a...
Damn it.
It's like just about to drop one. I'm like, oh, this is going to be a good one.
This is going to be awesome.
It's like, oh, my son died. I'm like, oh.
I'm out.
Okay.
Yeah, I just flew out the window. Thanks. Appreciate that. Thanks for being in the Cheerios. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
Yep. Had a perfectly good line, and nope, you had to come back.
And I'm sure the person who's doing the story was also like,
damn it.
Getting sad.
Oh, I just wanted to play. I'm in a tornado. I'm in a tornado. I'm in a tornado.
Right, but no, you gotta go and blow.
Now you gotta screw it all up.
Like the tornado, you suck the fun right off.
John, I'm in a tornado.
Yep.
I'm in a tornado. Oh my gosh, John, I'm in a tornado right now. I'm in a tornado. I'm driving out of it. I'm going. Oh my gosh, John, I'm in a tornado. There's a tornado going around. Oh my gosh.
And she never stops to say, John, why aren't you talking?
Right.
Hello. It's like it's all me.
Like, where's his face? Like to FaceTime. Like, hey.
He's probably
Yeah.
He's probably too busy laughing.
Yeah. Look, John.
Right.
I'm in a tornado.
All I see is your dashboard.
Right. Does this look dangerous?
Right. Look, my piece of poles.
I'm in a tornado.
I have a feeling she reacts the same way when she finds a spider.
Right.
Oh my gosh, John, there's a spider.
Oh my gosh,
there's a spider. John, there's a spider.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, there's a spider. Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
It's the same.
Ew.
I got a toe cramp. I got a toe cramp. John, oh my God.
Oh my gosh.
I got a toe cramp.
John,
I got a toe cramp.
Yep.
John, pull over. I have to pee. Right. John, I have to pee. John, I have to pee right now.
John, I'm in the mood. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
John is like, thank you, God.
Right.
Oh, wait. She survived.
Oh, damn it. John sent her that way. Yeah, honey, go get something from the store. Thanks.
Yeah, yeah, I'll be over here.
Right, go to north.
Yeah, go get some beer.
Right, and then make a right. and then FaceTime when you get there.
We're going to call this segment The Moment You Knew You're With the Right Person.
Cool.
203-882-9757. Chaz and AJ in the morning. Emily?
Well, over the weekend, I had a big issue with one of my smoke detectors was going off at 1 a.m. on Saturday, and I had to work a double the next day. So I tried to take it off myself. It was not working. I was swearing at this thing. I was hitting it. I was ready to take a hammer to it and just like bust it off.
You go, girl. You go, girl.
And then I called my boyfriend. I was like, you have to come help. My smoke detector's going off. It's not stopping. I can't get it off.
Are you talking like that?
Oh, yeah. I'm freaking out. I'm literally about to cry because I'm thinking of like, I'm never going to go to sleep. I have to work at least 12 hours tomorrow. No, I'm already so upset.
Right.
He's like, all right, don't worry about it. I'll be right there.
So how far away?
He was 30 minutes away finishing up.
At 1 o'clock in the morning,
night with his friends at the bar. So he like could have just gone home, but he came over, he busted it off and helped me. And that was very sweet.
Nice. Yeah.
Everybody say, oh.
And his alarm went off.
Wow. By the time he got home.
Right.
And went to sleep?
Yeah.
Did he stay over?
No, he didn't stay over. He went back home.
Wow. Yeah. And then he left.
I know.
Oh, sorry. No, I want a reward right now.
I know. I was going to. Yeah, he had his dog. Yeah, he had his dogs. I know.
Well, now,
I was
what kind of reward? Like a biscuit or like a treat?
Whatever turns around.
What'd you say? A bloop, bloop,
bloop, bloop. A bloop, bloop. Right. It sounds like biscuit, but different.
A bloop, bloop.
A bloop, bloop.
Oh.
Right.
You know.
Bloop, 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 bloop.
Right.
Oh, okay.
You get a mouthful.
So he's standing at the door, and it's like, all right, so good night, hon. Bloop, 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 bloop.
All right, well, bloop, bloop, while I'm here.
Bloop, bloop.
While I'm here, why not?
Hey, bloop, bloop.
I like bloop, bloop.
He'd drop a couple ice cubes into his drink, you know. Bloop, 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 bloop.
Then you're walking up to the door, he's like, bloop, bloop, bloop.
He's like, that was a great bloop, bloop.
I'm tired. Why? Last night, bloop, bloop.
That was an amazing bloop, bloop.
It's been a long time since I bloop blooped.
Wow. Okay, I can see why he went over then.
Yes. He knew about bloop bloop.
No, he knew I was in distress.
Right.
Yeah, that is really, that's a keeper.
That too,
yeah.
Yes.
He is a keeper.
Him. Yeah.
Wow. Holy cow.
Well.
That's great.
Very gallant. Yeah, it's very gallant of him.
I don't have anything that good.
Yeah. I don't think I would do that now.
Yeah, I have a feeling we're not going to get any calls on this.
Seriously. Who could top that?
Men, yeah. I think they want to help and come save the day, not to sound super like old school, but I think they do like those opportunities to like, oh, wow, I could be in service. I could help somebody out. And especially if like as the place of a girlfriend, like, yeah, I could have tried to figure that out. I was ready to almost call the fire department, and I told him that.
Oh,
and maybe the thought of like a bunch of guys made him, oh, I'm going to come over instead.
Did you say you were going
to
call the fire department?
I was like, I don't know what to do. I was like, do I call the fire department? He's like, no, I'll come over. And they probably wouldn't have come that fast.
I don't think so.
If I was crying, I was like, my smoke detector. They're like, you're in New Britain. Bye.
Right. Yeah, right.
Not a priority.
But then you say bloop, bloop.
The whole fire department showed up.
It's crazy.
It's a fire alarm smoke detector call.
Even the guy with the chopper.
Somebody said, hello, did someone say bloop bloop?
It's a fire alarm fire now.
Bloop, 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 bloop.
Even the guy bloop, brush, bloop. Even the guy the brush truck. The Marine Division showed up. Damn, man, some bloop bloop.
I don't know where the hell we go after this. Did we activate the nut bag like bat light?
Oh, that's where that the button I hit.
Bedelia.
Yes, good morning, boys and girls.
Good morning to you.
Oh, I just, you guys already know the story, but I'm still with him after 18 years. Hit him in the head with the cue ball, and right. It's been love ever since.
Right. Once, yeah.
That was the moment you knew it was true love, hey. When you exactly. Hit him in the head with a cue ball.
And you're, thoot, yep, that was it.
Yeah, and he married me twice.
Married you twice? Well, you hit him in the head, so you probably forgot the first time.
Seeing double.
I thought it was for both sides of her personality.
Oh, that could be it, too. I wasn't sure. No, I just wanted to get that, for that poor man, I felt bad for him. But
I actually thought this would be an easy subject.
Right.
Like the moment you knew you were with the right person.
Right.
And we were rolling, boy, obviously. This is a weird ride.
Yeah.
Weird day.
But I'm enjoying it. It's just not what I expected. You
right.
Know what I mean?
Yeah. Surprise.
Yeah.
Big surprise, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, the other thing that made me know that I loved him is, or he loved
and
me.
And, like, are you talking into a cell phone? Like, is this a tin can with a wire? Is it hard to get people? What's going on here?
Oh, no, I don't know.
See, now it's fine.
Fine, there you go.
Everybody knows what to do
whatever
with
doing,
a phone,
doing.
But
keep
they
doing.
Don't do
okay,
it. Then they're like, oh,
speaker.
Is this better?
Right.
Yeah, talking
you.
Into the phone would be better. Isn't that better?
Oh, don't yell at me.
It says here, it says hand over hard, Chaz. Rainbow!
It makes me feel bad because they call in, they sound great. I go, keep it just like this. And then they get on the air.
No, but you know what?
I walked by.
Goodbye. You know what got me nuts about Jeff from Monroe? And I love his calls, by the way.
He calls every day.
But he's funny and he's worth the trip. When I see his name on the screen, I'm like, good.
Yeah.
He knows what to do.
This is going to be a quality call.
Yes.
What triggered me was it was horrible sounding, and then he does the right thing. And instead of saying, oh, sorry, because I know better, I call every day.
Yeah.
He's like, is this better? It's like, I don't know. I have my foot on your throat, and you can't breathe. And you're like, I can't breathe. And I take my foot off. I go, is this better? Yes! Yes, it is! Did you have to ask?
Apparently so.
The sass from Jeff.
And by the way, this is what you get when you call in with, you know, I don't know.
Weak.
Garbage. By the way, I feel bad for that dude. That was a horrible, horrible story.
Yeah.
And I couldn't help him.
We tried.
I know.
There was nothing I could say that I felt like I would bring any comfort to his life.
Exactly.
You know what? We had a 911 operator didn't want to identify themselves, but said sometimes people just need someone to talk to, and you guys did exactly the right thing.
Right.
So I wouldn't feel bad about it.
Exactly right.
Okay.
Yeah. And it just happened too. He said last week, and he still has
it's fresh.
From her. It's fresh.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, if the 911 operator would have called before Jeff from Monroe, I wouldn't have yelled at Jeff from Monroe.
Right. What just happened?
Is that Jeff from Monroe?
Can you hear me?
No, I can't.
You're on earbuds, or?
Is that better?
Oh, yes, it is. Did you really have to do that to ask me if it's better? You know it was better.
Wow, you just scared every bird of the tree. I just saw going. Wow, hey, they moved.
And I don't know where this part of the show goes. Does it go to best of, or does it go in the garbage can to never be heard again? You know, but you know it was better.
I kind of like best of. It's fun.
Jeez, that's what I sound like?
No.
Oh, yes, it is.
You answer your own questions. Go ahead.
Oh,
is this best of, Chaz?
Did you really have to do that? Okay. Thank you, Bedelia.
Thank you, Bedelia.
Chaz and AJ.
Hey, Chaz.
I know.
Sound, from Virginia.
You sound nice and clear, though.
Yes.
Hello?
Yeah.
We're waiting. We're waiting for...
Like you need a bloop-bloop, man. That's what it sounds like to me, bro.
Okay, bloop-bloop. All right, I will...
Sounds like you need a bloop-bloop.
I will...
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Ask me if it's better. You know it was better.
Yes, I will. I will put in that request this evening.
You get that bloop-bloop right away.
Thank you. Nice. Thank you.
Stat. Yes, it is!
Bloop-bloop.
Bloop-bloop.
Stat.
Nice.
What does stat mean? Is that like short for something?
I know, right now.
Why wouldn't you just say now?
Okay, yeah. Hang on.
Stat.
Why is it stat? What does stat mean?
It's not as soon
Google
as
it.
Possible.
Like, now.
What does stat mean?
What you know.
Does.
Shooters, stat. Now.
It's the Latin word, I guess.
What does
is
stat
it?
Mean?
It says?
It says stat. Here, without delay, immediately.
Stat.
Oh, okay. It's a lot faster than saying without delay, immediately.
Exactly, yes.
I feel like now conveys that.
Yeah. Now.
I need it now.
Yeah, immediately is too long, too many syllables.
And the doctors, they would say, stat! I need this stat!
Stat!
I need this!
Stat!
Exactly. It's always in the hospital movies.
But do you go through life like that?
I feel like movies and TVs,
Catch up! Stat!
Right.
Yeah.
Those kind of shows and programs.
Tacos! Stat!
I'm going to say that
immediately, without delay.
It puts you in that kind of office frame. You know, it's like, oh, okay, well, I know where we are.
Bloop, bloop! Stat!
Gotta talk about this Disney dad who jumped off a ship in a second, but first, a long cast broadcast. We're broadcasting live from Donna's Yard on Thursday.
Yep.
And we're putting things together. We're looking for the General Lee.
Yes.
And we have lots of leads.
Yes.
And we're hoping we have at least one.
But
wouldn't it be cool if we had like a little parking lot of General Lee's?
That'd be cool.
This property we're going to lends itself to the country vibe.
Yeah.
Monster truck, river you could fish in, chickens,
right.
and on. So we thought we want this to be kind of like hillbilly heaven.
Yeah.
And so we're looking for a General Lee. I'm looking for a banjo player.
Right.
I was talking to a banjo player last night. And if he just happened to wake up early and listen to my rant from 8:45 to 9, we probably lost him.
You never know.
So I'm back to square one
for a
banjo player.
Maybe he has temper too.
Are there angry banjo players?
Well, that's why they have to play the banjo to cool off.
It's such a happy instrument.
Yeah. You cannot be depressed or mad with a banjo.
You do not play a banjo at a funeral.
No.
It's almost insulting. It's like, what? Is this not sad? You're not taking this serious?
Exactly.
It's not.
It's a happy instrument.
It's a hard instrument to play. Right. But when you're playing it, it doesn't sound serious.
All right. Let me see if I can find sad banjo.
Right. I don't think there's ever a sad banjo.
Yeah.
It's hard.
It's like trying to find a clear bagpipe.
All right. This says sad banjo music. Okay. I'll probably have to sit through an ad, which I do.
Right. Of course. Because that's what they do nowadays.
That's just and how the world is
now. It's not just one ad. It's like nine now.
Oh, they have to have rain playing to make it sad.
There's a river in the background. It's a Deliverance. Damn panties, take them off.
Squeal, squeal.
Tuning up.
You're not even playing.
No.
That's the only way to make a banjo sad is to really just pluck it.
Tuning up.
All right. He's doing his best. He's got rain.
Yep.
He's going. Right. He's adding ominous sounds.
Probably has a frown on his face right now.
And he's just plucking.
Yeah. He's wearing corduroy.
No, you can't make a banjo sad.
No, it's impossible.
It's too happy.
No. You ain't gonna do it.
And then Ruth is in charge of making the chicken feed suit.
Yes.
She's made a lot of brilliant costumes for the Chaz and AJ Monsters Ball.
It's true.
The years.
Yeah, and she's our costume designer.
She's the costume designer. Yeah. So good luck, Ruth.
Thank you.
Know that the top priority will be the safety of the birds.
Of course.
So we know that.
Right.
We know if Ruth does it, it's going to be safety of the birds and it's going to be functionality.
Yeah, the hell of Vince.
That's kind of what we're saying.
Right. If you read
what we're not saying.
Right.
Looking forward to that.
Yes.
All right, did you see this dad jumped off of a cruise ship?
Yeah, pretty heroic.
The Disney cruise ship? Did everyone hear about this?
No, I missed that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Wow.
Well, get ready.
All right. Well, here we go.
Yeah.
Hero dad dives into the sea to save his daughter who fell from a Disney Dream Cruise. treading water for 20 minutes before they're pulled to safety.
Wow, that's a big risk.
Yeah, they really say don't do that. But how are you going to stop a dad?
It's your
from
kid.
Doing that?
Yeah,
no,
that's it.
It's your kid.
That's it.
Yeah,
you're going right. You're going right in.
Do or die.
It's happening.
Yeah.
Yep.
Come get me.
You're not at the rail. Like, should I? Shouldn't I?
Was she a good
kid?
Just over.
Yeah. Let me do all the bad stuff for it. Okay. No.
A hero.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
A father jumped into the ocean to save his young daughter after she fell overboard from a Disney Cruise Line ship on its way back to South Florida, prompting a dramatic rescue at sea, according to passengers. Videos posted on social media and a statement from Disney Cruise Line. It happened Sunday aboard the Disney Dream as it sailed between the Bahamas and Fort Lauderdale.
It became a nightmare. Oh, my God.
Did it say how she went over first?
No, they leave that out.
Right.
They say she fell, but like what?
How'd she
from
fall?
Where? They make it pretty hard.
It's, you have to climb over that rail.
You got
to
really try.
It's like a childproof boat.
The child went overboard during the final leg of the cruise, and her father immediately leapt in after her.
There you go.
Passengers who spoke to CBS News, blah, blah, blah. Some say they treaded water for 10 minutes. Some say it was more like 20.
Yeah.
That's still pretty quick.
I think it's closer to 20 because they had to get that little boat down and everything.
Well, yeah. First,
yeah.
You have to alert the captain.
Yes.
This thing's cranking along.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
And then you have to stop the ship.
Yep.
Or turn it.
People on the ship said it was seconds from where they went from dots in the water to we can't even see him anymore.
Boy. I believe God, it.
Yeah, because moving, yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah. And then you got to get that little boat, and everyone's got to put on their little helmets and their vests. So you can't just throw your crew out into that boat. They got to wear their gear.
Because it's risk, yeah.
Yeah, we can't just endanger everybody going out after the one person.
Right.
Somebody's got to be prepared.
So an emergency alert sounded as the ship and crew members launched the rescue boat and tossed life preservers into the water. Quote, the ship was moving quickly, so quickly. It's crazy how quickly the people became tiny dots in the sea, and then you lost sight of them.
Quickly.
The captain slowed the ship and turned it around. And then they deployed a tender ship with people on it to get them. We saw them rescue the dad and the daughter.
What's a tender ship? It's like, oh.
It seems like they have some. Disney is like, just call it a freaking rescue boat.
I know.
Can't you just call it a rescue boat? We all call it rescue boats.
Launching Mickey 1.
Yeah, right. It's a tender. It's not a rescue boat. It's like, just call it what it is.
Right. Don't act goofy.
It doesn't say the age in this version of the story, but somewhere I read 11. Mm-hmm. But she looked younger in the picture, so I don't know if that's right.
I heard 4. Oh.
4?
I heard 4, yeah.
Whew.
You see.
Wow.
She fell from deck 4. Right.
Oh, man, that's a long drop.
Yeah, that must have been scary.
Kid fell off Disney Cruise. Let me see. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Child, ba 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 ba. Let's see. Na-na-na. That's me assessing.
That's you assessing.
Of course, a pop-up has it going. Frickin' come
on. All right, find the story. Stat.
I'm statting.
The ship has plexiglass safety barriers on its deck, so it's unclear how the child fell overboard.
Gravity.
No, but you got to be on the other side of it.
Yeah.
How did that happen?
How? Yeah. I've got to do something. Let's see. How old?
So what is this clip we have here? These are various eyewitnesses?
Yes.
He couldn't get to the life preservers because he was holding on to his daughter. The ship was moving so quickly. It's crazy how quickly the people became tiny dots in the sea, and then you lost sight of them.
It looks like it was the mother because they were escorting her across the deck. They blocked off the deck, and I just saw her crying, and I just felt for her at that moment, and I just started praying.
That was a very heroic thing that he did.
Everyone was cheering on the ship, and the quick response of Disney made a big difference.
5 years old.
Five.
Oh.
Wow.
Yep.
Nice.
She wouldn't have made it.
Nope.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey.
Marty and Milford.
Yeah, I saw this story on the NBC New York news last night. I was flipping channels, and it was one of those tempters that they made you stick around to watch.
Yes.
And they reported that the girl was sitting on the railing to take a picture.
Oh, geez.
And it changed the whole dynamic of the story. If she upset, but she was, and I think the dad was the one taking the picture.
Did he get the shot?
Jumped over after. Yeah.
I just got her feet.
2 feet.
Oh my God.
Damn, we're not gonna rescue her and get the picture again.
I'm just saying that's what they reported on NBC New York last night, like the 6 o'clock news.
We need to know the whole story. They need to say which parent picked her up and put her on the rail.
Right. Whose bright idea was this? Mm-hmm. Yep. Maybe just pose next to it, not on top of it.
Right. Throw over a bench or something here.
All right, Marty. Thank you.
Bye.
No, so you could kind of visualize how this happens. It's like, oh my God, look at that beautiful sunset. Here, you guys take a picture.
Right.
The mom's standing there. Now I'm blaming the mom. I don't know what happened.
You never know. Yeah.
All right. We're just talking here. We're spitballing ideas.
Exactly. We're
possible scenarios.
Setting the scene,
if you will.
Yeah.
Okay. The mom is like, okay, I'm up here and she's down there. If I bend down, it's not a good picture because we got the barrier in the background. Okay, let me pick her up.
Right.
I'll pick her up. I start holding her, and I'm like, oh, you know, I'll just lean her on the rail here.
Right, just wait, you know.
We hit a wave. Boom.
Right.
Uh-oh.
Sploosh.
Oh,
honey!
Oh, my God.
Get the kid!
Yeah.
Oh,
and then the dad goes,
I'll save you!
Nice job.
Yeah.
Here, hold my phone.
Way to go, dits.
When I get back, bloop, bloop.
Big time.
I want bloop, bloop every night.
It's going to be a seawater bloop, bloop. It'd be so
So many bloop, bloops.
Right.
You're going to be very tired.
Give me 2 seconds, say bloop.
Ed and East Haven.
All right. Good morning, guys.
Hey.
Good morning.
We're going to start with it's the Disney cruise is designed for kids. The child had help getting over the railing.
Yeah, had to.
Yeah.
My second point is I've never been on a cruise ship. I've been on the Disney Magic when it was first deployed. I was in the Coast Guard. We did a deck inspection. I'm 6'2", and those railings are up to my chest.
Wow.
Oh.
So this kid a pole vault or what? Picked up said child, or said child dragged each chair over. So let's stop calling this father a hero because he let his kid fall off the fourth deck of that ship.
Mm.
Well, he's a hero.
But he went over the side.
He brought her back.
To get her.
Yeah.
No, I know. Okay, I know,
I'm in a hotel and my kid climbs a fifth floor balcony and falls off, whose fault is that? Mine for not watching my kid, or am I a hero for jumping off the balcony after her?
Yeah. Yeah. I see what you're saying.
No, when you put it that way.
You're the idiot that let your kid fall off the fifth floor of a cruise ship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
As a parent, though, you know, we all make mistakes and we're like, oh.
Yeah. Hey, looking back, that's a good idea.
We've talked. I've made some stupid comments about raising kids and whatever.
That's right.
Oh, you're the dry milk guy.
Milkshake man.
Right, but listen. My kids fall off the fifth floor of a cruise ship. That's on me, not my 5-year-old, not my 8-year-old.
I like that you own it.
Let that kid fall over.
You're planning it, actually.
Well, that's a different story, AJ.
All right, Ed, thank you.
AJ's just making jokes for AJ at this point.
Yeah, I'm enjoying them.
I'm having fun.
Yep, he's laughing.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.